This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming up, Roseburg Public Library, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, Harry Potter Day. We're going to talk about that and other things as well with Library Director Chris Wiley. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, Harry Potter Day, 5 years this has been going on.
Can't believe it. It's amazing. And the energy that continues to build every year up to this date, it never abates. It's another exciting day. It's going to be Saturday, July 26th, right away at 10 o'clock when we open the doors till 1:30 p.m.
Now, how did that date get selected? Is that tied to anything Harry Potter-ish?
Harry Potter's birthday is at the end of July. So we always do it our program the last Saturday of July.
Aha. I knew there was probably a reason for that. And talk about, how did this all begin?
It really began because of our youth services librarian, Aurora Ropp, just finding a way to connect families and children with literature. Harry Potter being just so instrumental in our lives. I read it as an adult when it first came out in about 2000, but generations now of kids and families have read this book. It continues to play a great part in our pop culture. And so she thought it was a wonderful way to introduce the library and have a great time and celebrate magic and literacy and books.
And what kind of age range are you kind of aiming this at?
Well, really, the activities are designed for pre-K through teenagers. We invite everybody to attend, but really it's that school-age kids who are going to get the most out of the program.
And I understand you really kind of pull all the stops here in terms of this is pretty much literally all hands on deck.
It is all hands on deck. Everybody is working that day, and we rely on wonderful volunteers who come in. It's controlled chaos in the best possible way.
In a library.
Right? It's not quiet that day.
You don't expect controlled chaos in a library. Now, the first part of this is you really encourage people to get dressed up.
We do, and many of the staff members dress up. I know there's going to be some surprises this year. I always get up my cape and my hat. It's just kind of fun to get into the theme of the day. So I like being one of the professors.
Let's see, you get dressed up, you come, what time does it start again?
Starts at 10 o'clock, and that's when the library opens. And when you come in, all kids up to age 18 or through age 18 will get a ticket when they arrive in the lobby. That ticket is their entry into the drawing for the quilt. Now, this is the big showcase piece. And every year now, for 5 years, Aurora's mom, Ashley Oberg, has created a beautiful Harry Potter-themed quilt. I think every year she can't outdo herself, and she does. This is a gorgeous quilt. You can see it on the wall at the library. You get the ticket. It's given away to one child through age 18, and that drawing is at noon. So you have to get there before noon, and you have to be present for the drawing to win. But in the meantime, after you show up, you can participate in many of the activities. We have rooms and space set up for various activities. We have a snowy owl. We got pine cones, and we have cotton balls, and you make a snowy owl. You can make a keychain. You can catch a flying key, make a necklace from that. You can make your own wand. There are just lots of different activity stations for kids to get involved and get into the spirit of the day.
Seems like this takes a long time to get set up.
I'm glad you say that, because it does. Aurora's thinking about next year's Harry Potter Day already, and she purchases some of the material throughout the year, and then it's the last couple of weeks have been really a push to get everything ready.
So do you end up running around late on Friday doing a lot of the setup?
We do, yes. And this year she's going to have keychains dangling from the ceiling in one of the rooms. And so that all has to be put together the Friday, the day before the event.
Wow. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You don't just walk in at 9 o'clock and have an hour to put it together.
No, there's a lot of energy that goes into it in the weeks leading up to the program.
So you really have different things spread all over the library then?
In our meeting rooms, yes. And then in the children's room, there's space out in the main area. It is multiple stations. We leave the Ford room open because at 11 o'clock, Wildlife Safari is coming for a special program with critters that tie into Harry Potter. So there will be snakes and there will be rats. And I think I'm the one who is going to oversee that program, and I'm not really sure how that's going to go. I'm going to stand in the back.
Yeah, some of the snakes are rather large. So.
Right.
But they know what they're doing with them with the staff at Safari, so you'll be fine.
Absolutely. And my understanding is that Aurora chose these critters because kids possibly will have the chance to touch them.
Yeah, I think that that is a case. Probably not all of them.
Well,
there's a couple that, yes, I suspect might show up that probably not. But we'll just leave that for the Safari staff.
They are amazing. They absolutely are, and they share a lot of wonderful information about how these critters, what they do in their environment, and why they're important to us.
So people come in, they go by an activity room, there's a trivia station, and you mentioned the big quilt, but there's other prizes too.
There are prizes. So when you answer trivia questions, you get tickets. And throughout the day, Aurora will be drawing winners. She'll be drawing tickets, and those kids will get the chance to win all kinds of other prizes, including books, Harry Potter-themed mugs, puzzles, socks, and she found chopsticks in a bowl that are Harry Potter themed that her teen sister loves, so teenagers may enjoy that. Just all kinds of Hogwarts magical themed prizes.
Now, Harry Potter, at what point, how many different books came out?
Seven books,
and did we have seven movies?
No, I think the last one was two movies.
Okay. So, I mean, a long history of Harry Potter. This was not a, you know, one-time phenomenon.
No. And the books kept getting bigger and bigger. And I would say darker, where it started out that younger children were really invested in those books. And then it became a little more mature with their content as she continued to put them out. So all the books are in our junior section, but I know some of the movies have been put in our teen section.
Well, and if you ever take a look at the author's story, it's just phenomenal having failure after failure after failure in life in just about every avenue. And then just kind of plugging away with this idea for a while.
Right. And came up with this magical story that resonates 25 years after it first came out. Just quite a phenomenon.
Why? So is the anybody else do things like this at libraries?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that libraries love to do is to plan programming around books, really hot titles, and we're not alone in Harry Potter or, you know, pick your, you know, popular book series, and libraries will plan days like this. We've just found Harry Potter to be exciting for our community, and kids and families keep coming back, and so we're always excited to do it once a year in July.
And what time does the event get done?
It's done at 1:30. The library closes at 2, so that gives us time to kind of shut things down. Now, keep in mind, We've made lots and lots of activities, but like last year we ran out of one of them a little before 1 o'clock. So they are first come, first serve. We've made tons, but depending on the attendance, you know, we may run out. So if you get there before noon, you have a wonderful opportunity to participate in everything.
And if you take your kids or grandkids over there, and then when it all wraps up, you should find other places to take them around the community and watch the baffled looks of people at various retail outlets who are trying to figure out what on earth is going on.
That's right. You can make a day of it with your costume.
I remember walking into a store knowing what was going on, but seeing a whole bunch of people just... It's not Halloween. What is going on around here? So if people want to find out more about Harry Potter Day, where do they go?
You're going to go to rosebergpubliclibrary.org or give us a call at 541-492-7050.
All right. We'll talk more about other things happening at the library when we come back. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, Bryn Hill performing at Cowboy Poetry and Western Music at Riverbend Live on Friday night. He'll be on the road. We'll talk to him about his music and what people could expect if they check out that program. Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library Director. We spent the first half or so talking about Harry Potter Day, but there's a lot of other things going on in the library, especially this summer.
Summer reading program is the biggest project that libraries do every summer, and we're no different. We're about halfway through our program. There's lots of time for kids and adults to get the reading logs. It's an incentive program, so there are lots of prizes to win. If you're reading, there is no reason why you shouldn't be reading for some prizes.
Well, what kind of prizes do you have for this?
Oh, our grand prizes we're giving away 4 this year. It's a year-long family membership to the YMCA of Douglas County.
Wow.
Yeah, and you just have to read. For kids, it's based on the amount of time you read. For adults, it's based on the number of books you read. And then we have a project where you can write short book reviews, and you can tell us what prizes you want to win. They're in our glass display case. They're also on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Everything from candles and book journals to squishmallows, which are the kids' most popular prizes.
And when you say you can request which prizes you want to win, it has to be off what you have.
You are correct. You can't make something up.
How about a week in Maui? Not on the list. Let's see. You've got something with puppets coming up soon.
So many programs happening. And again, they're all listed on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Tuesday, July 22nd at 1 o'clock, Red Yarn Puppets and Music will be there in the Ford Room. So our Tuesday programs at 1 o'clock are always at the library. And there's no registration. You just show up. These programs are perfect for pre-K through fifth graders, but everybody is welcome to attend.
And story time is pretty ongoing, but maybe people expect a break from it in the summer, but you're still doing it.
Aurora is still after it. She'll be out at Stewart Park every Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning, right beside the playground in the pavilion. It's a great time for about ages 3 through 7, 8. She reads stories. There are hand puppets. There are bells. There are scarves, songs. It's just a great time to develop some early literacy skills.
And also, what about for things for teens?
Our teen programs have been especially popular this summer. They are every Thursday from 1 to 2:30 in the teen room at the library, except this Thursday. We'll be outside the library because we're going to tie-dye T-shirts. And we're right down on the corner of Jackson and Diamond Lake Boulevard to do that under the shade.
So you didn't want to do them on the nearby the carpet.
Not on our still newish carpet, no.
Probably not a good idea. What else is going on over there?
Every Friday at 10:30 in the morning, we're at the Stuart Park Pavilion again. These are programs, again, pre-K through about fifth grade, but everybody is welcome. Programs that aren't great for indoors. So this week, Alka-Seltzer Rockets. Again, something you don't want to do inside the library.
Right.
But messy paints, things that you're going to want to wear some older clothes. They're going to paint rocks. They're going to have giant bubbles, just all kinds of things that you think of when you want to go outside and have an activity.
And make sure to plan and bring perhaps towels if you have a newer car.
Right. Well, yes, you're right. Good idea.
Or let your child walk home.
That's, no.
That seemed to be what worked for me, but... let's see. What else do we want to hit here?
Oh, gosh. You know, Story Walk is such a big part of what we do. In fact, that's my contribution to the summer reading program. I go out every day and put the Story Walk out. This week it's at Beulah Park from 9 to 6 every day, Monday through Saturday. And we put out a different story about every couple of weeks, but we go to a different park every week. This week it's at Beulah Park. Next week it'll be at Thompson. You can look at our website for the entire schedule. You walk along a path or through the grass and you read a story. It's a picture book that's been put up on large signs. It's been enlarged. And it's a great activity for children and families.
And let's see here. Your friends of the library group, I know they have a lot of things going on. Where are they at in terms of accepting book donations?
They are accepting book donations. We're really excited for all the work that they do because the proceeds from their contributions go to library projects and programs, including the summer reading program. People can drop off donations during library hours, which are Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 10 to 6, Thursdays, 10 to 8, Fridays and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Just drop those off. We love things in good condition, and we'll take books and DVDs, books on CD. Please don't bring encyclopedias. Give us a call and let us know if you have encyclopedias. We'll try to match you with someone.
Does anybody still have encyclopedias?
Yes. You would not believe how many people still have sets of encyclopedias, and some people still want them, so we do a matching service.
You know, I have to think about that. There may be... I would have to double check. I think we actually do own a set somewhere.
And I grew up with a 1976 World Book set. It's a formative part of my childhood.
Yeah, that would be somewhere in that range. You were working on something for programs for adults with developmental disabilities.
We have been. And this is a grant from the Libraries Transforming Communities, Accessible Small and Rural Communities Grant Initiative from the American Library Association. We've set the schedule. And I am going to post it on the library website, again, rosebergpubliclibrary.org. But the first program is August 28th at 11:30 in the morning. That's the fourth Thursday. We're going to do each month, the fourth Thursday at 11:30, a movie screening with snacks. And registration isn't required for that, but I would love to hear what movie folks want to watch. I have a list of four. So I would love people to get in touch with me at library@rosebergor.gov. That's library@rosebergor.gov. Or give us a call, 541-492-7050. We'll also be doing programs the second Thursday of every month at 11:30, starting September 11th. Create and Sip Studio is going to come and do a painting class with folks, adults with developmental disabilities.
And you talk periodically about Imagination. What is it? Imagination Library.
That's it. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. We're so thrilled that funding will continue from the state at a 50% level. So we're still fundraising here locally for 50% of the cost. But kids from birth to fifth birthday are eligible to register to get a free book every month in the mail. And this is statewide now. You can live anywhere in Oregon and register your child. The only criterion is that the child is from birth to fifth birthday.
And how do people do that?
imaginationlibrary.com, click on check availability, or stop in at the library. We have paper forms.
And again, quick overview of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Saturday, July 26th, starts at 10 o'clock till 1:30. The quilt drawing is at noon, so you have to be there before that. And Wildlife Safari will be there with animals at 11 a.m.
All right, a lot going on at Roseburg Public Library. Do you guys ever sleep?
Not a lot, especially during the summer.
Seems like a very busy place for a library. Chris Wiley, Director of Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.